By the way, when you're alone and life shit. Is making I don't know what I was going to say.
I don't need the shit, but thank you.
By the way, shit.
All right, so the other thing that happened on Archer's show, he likes to talk about eating at a restaurant that is owned by the husband of Nora O'Donnell.
Yes, I believe you've mentioned that before, and she is a news personality, but I don't remember where she.
I don't know either. I know that
CBS.
I know that maybe I know the name, but so Archer decided that every time he mentioned this restaurant, he was going to play a theme song, and I guess it's Nora O'Donnell's theme song. For whatever newscast she does. But he never says what newscast it is. Like, he just assumes that we all know what the Nora O'Donnell theme is. Like, Adam, can you hum me a few bars of the Nora O'Donnell theme?
No, I can't. But I mean, you know, he probably just assumes that people of a certain age would know Nora O'Donnell. That's also a name that Big Fatty talks about a lot. So I feel like maybe, and old people love procedurals. So again, CBS, you know, but I love a procedural. I'm preparing for old age.
So maybe I'll see you there. We can forget all our troubles, forget all our cares. So go downtown. Things will be great when you're downtown. Don't wait a minute more. Downtown. Everything's waiting for you.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
People of a certain age would know Big Fatty.
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 3980 of the BFO for Monday the 8th of May 2023. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me. Y'all, it's been a busy, busy, busy weekend, and I'm going to try to catch you up on it. Yes, Big Fatty. Islanders today, because y'all, I'm here. If it sounds a little different, that's because it is. I am here at the Waycation Hideaway on Hilton Head Island. I'm here with Flo and the Nip and Olive and the Haunt Cub and Bestie Bill, and we're all here for the week. And there may be a few other visitors that come and join us during the week. Yes, Big Fatty, the gentleman caller that rails the Nip might come. It's true, he might come, but you know, we'll just have to wait and see. Big Fatty, and you brought the special chai. I did, but anyway, not set up yet. No, Big Fatty. Anyway, y'all, I'll tell you more about that and the weekend, but first, no, Big Fatty, I want to start off for a second, and y'all, if those of you that are still on the Twitty, and you've heard me mention on here before also, and several folks have reached out to me about this, about young Nicholas, having a difficult financial time right now, and young Nicholas put out a one of those codes, the things you scan, the little square things, QR code. That's what it's called. And he's not asked me to do this or anything. I just thought that if there were some folks that were inquisitive, that there might be others who might be able to reach out and help. But y'all, and I won't get into the details, but it is it's not a situation that's of his cause. He was trying to be helpful, and in the end, it kind of backfired on him. And anyway, it involves transportation to and from work and things like that, and you know. Anyway, y'all, I'm going to put a link, and I'm going to try to put that code on the www. Today, but I'll have a link in the show notes nonetheless, where you can go, and if you're so inclined and are able, I think any help would be appreciated, and there just gets to be a time when things become overwhelming. And if you can help with that a little bit, something like that recently happened to the Laughing Buddha with his kitty cat, that he became overwhelmed with financial expenses and all. So and y'all, you don't have to put your name on there. Do it anonymously. I know everything will be most appreciated. But anyway, that's what I'm going to say about it. And he's probably going to be mad that I said it, but too bad. Anyway, if you can, be kind. And Big Fatty, how about you get to the weekend? I think that's an excellent idea. Last time I spoke to you was Thursday when I recorded the little show, and on Thursday I watched the finale of A Million Little Things. And did I tell y'all about this already? Something tells me that I did, but y'all, I thought it was very well done, and I love the way they ended it. And y'all, I went back and watched the ending a couple of more times just so I could catch all of the small little things that they put in there. And y'all, there were even things in there that were very small and you wouldn't think needed to be tied up. And it didn't really need to be tied up, but it just made it a little more heartwarming. And anyway, I'm sorry to see that little show has ended, but it just shows that someone who can make a difference in so many people's lives can carry, you mourn, of course, but you carry forward and pass it along. And that's kind of how I felt about the ending of all this. And it was just good. And if you didn't watch that series, I highly encourage it. I think there were only 3 seasons of it, maybe 4. But it's so good. So good. Y'all, Thursday night, earlier in the week, I think I made toasted pecans. You know, I always do those at the holidays, but Flo loves the toasted pecans, and I wanted to do something nice for her, so I did those, I think, Wednesday night. And then Thursday night, I made cheese cookies, because the Nip likes those, and Flo loves them also. And so, did all of that. And y'all, got up that morning and had me a big brufkus and went out and did my nipple walk. Yeah, I, oh, no, I got up of, what am I, yes, yeah, no, no, Friday was, that's correct, Saturday is when I had the big bruffcus, but, anyway, y'all, Friday was just a normal day. Maybe I watched a million little things on Friday. Anyway, doesn't matter, no, Big Fatty, doesn't matter, move the show forward, anyway, Saturday, y'all, I set my alarm clock, and y'all, I was up at 5 a.m. in the morning. I needed to see old Chuck. I needed to see Chuck become the king. And yes, Big Fatty, you were crowning, too. It's true. There was a lot of crowning on Saturday morning. And, y'all, it was I'm glad I got up. It's one of those things that I... we'll only see one of maybe two in my lifetime, and it was just the pageantry was done so well. But y'all, I'm gonna tell you, the thing that got me the most was the music at the cathedral, and y'all, the singing and the orchestration, y'all, the conductor of the orchestra, y'all, he was batshit crazy. He was, you know, he was getting into it, and but y'all, it was just lovely. And anyway, I got up at 5, and y'all, then at 8 a.m. in the morning, the Sam's Club opens for the business members, of which Big Fatty is one. So y'all, I needed to get a few things, food items for the trip, but I didn't have room in the Frigidaire to keep them overnight. So I went over there at 8, I guess I got there about 8:15, 8:30. And finished up my shopping. Y'all, I ended up spending more than I thought I would, but that's okay. It was done. And y'all, then I got home and put things away as best I could. And, you know, I had one of those insulated bags that I could put stuff in and all. And then what did I do then? Big Fatty, we don't know. Oh, I packed my valise. Y'all, the only thing I forgot to bring was a bathing suit. Big Fatty, how'd you forget that? I don't know, but I did. And anyway, packed up old Ruby Red, and Ruby Red was full, and it was just my stuff and food. And the Nep went and picked up Olive, and they came by the villa, and we followed each other for the most part, down to the house. Y'all, we got separated at one point, and I went one way, and the net went another way, and anyway, doesn't matter, we both got here. I got here about 5 minutes before they did, and I had the key, not the key, but the code to get in, and so I got in, and I walked upstairs and kind of looked around and walked back downstairs, and then the Nip and Olive pulled in, and y'all, it is just a lovely house, and anyway, shortly after that, the Haunt Cub pulled in his fancy new Spody ride, and then, I don't know, it was maybe a half hour later, Flo arrived. She was coming up from the Flo Rider, and so, y'all, we got everything unpacked, and I got things put in the refrigerator. You know, I'm the chef. I'm the chef. Bitch, Fatty, they'll all die of food poisoning. Probably so. But I take on that role with great enthusiasm. And the Haunt Cub and Bestie Bill went up to the Piggly Wiggly. Here on the Hilton Head, y'all, it's a filthy store, but they have everything under the sun, and and y'all, it's only about four blocks from the house, and anyway, they picked up, I had a shopping list, and they picked up the few remaining things, because I wanted everybody to have input on that shopping list, and so they went and got all that, and y'all, I fired up the charbroil, and we had hamburgers with toasted buns off the grill, and French fried potatoes, and y'all, we've got a snack table. It has about 30 things on it. I mean, there's popcorn, there's chips, there's crackers, there's cookies, there's candies, there's nuts, there's cheese cookies, pecans, just you name it, it's on there. And y'all, it's just going to be one of those things if you want to snack on something, snack on something. But anyway, y'all, after supper, it was 9 o'clock-ish or something like that. I said, I'm tired. And Olive said, I'm tired too. And so, y'all, we headed on to our separate quarters. Y'all, everybody has their own bedroom, and every bedroom has its own bath. And there's one bedroom that's going unused right now, which will be for guests that happen to come down during the week, if that indeed happens. But anyway, Flo and Haunt Cub and Bestie Bill, they went out and walked on the beach. It's supposed to be a full moon. You know, that's the flower moon. And but it was behind the clouds when they were out there. But they walked on the beach a little bit, and the Nip got in the hot tub, and then I think Bill and Jay joined him in the hot tub, and y'all, Bill and Jay had been up since 1:30 a.m. in the morning. They had driven from Virginia, down for the week, and so. Anyway, got up on Sunday morning. Y'all, I just realized I didn't watch the Jane Pauley Sunday morning. I hope Guru Nudie watched it and gave it a good report. Yes, Big Fatty. Anyway, got up, and we all had our coffee and chatted, and everyone slept very well. And I fixed bacon. Y'all, it's a gas stove. I'm having to kind of relearning how to cook a little bit because things cook a lot faster on a gas stove. So we had bacon and pancakes. And y'all, then the rest of the day here on Sunday, I've been setting up the studio and getting everything ready. The rest of them were out in the sun and out in the old cement pond. And y'all, I think that pretty much is where we are so far. We're going out to one of the Nip's favorite restaurants here in the area, and we'll just see how it all goes. Yes, Big Fatty, and y'all, I think that. Pretty much has been my weekend. Yes, Big Fatty! Oh, dear, Gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely Monday. Y'all, I realized when I recorded that fright little show, I had teased saying that I had a special trip coming up, and then I never got around to telling you about the special trip. And y'all, here it is, the end of this show, and I'm just remembering that I hadn't told you about the special trip, and I'm not going to be able to tell you about it today either. Be ready. Come back tomorrow. Be ready. Y'all, at the beginning of today's show, y'all, you heard the kids from over there at the Mix, and Crooked Hat, as you get older, what runs through your mind a lot?
People of a certain age would know. Big Fatty.
Oh, yes, mainly the old and decrepit who have lost their minds and keep listening.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number
at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.